Good afternoon. For WVAS News, I'm Melanie Hogan. An assistant police chief in Tuscaloosa County says the suspect in a mass shooting at a bar had been fired from his job after a fist fight with a co-worker. Brookwood Assistant Police Chief Jimmy Sellers said 44-year-old Nathan Van Wilkins told police in April he was angry about his firing. It is not clear what role the firing from Capstone Oilfield may have played in the shootings early Tuesday morning that wounded 18. Sellers said he is not aware of any connection between the shooting victims and the company. Wilkins was charged with 18 counts of attempted murder. He is also suspected of setting fires to equipment owned by Capstone. Wilkins' bond was set at $2 million. A hospital spokesman says the patients hospitalized after a mass shooting at a Tuscaloosa bar are improving and that two of them will likely be released soon. DCH Regional Medical Center spokesman Brad Fisher said this morning that one patient was in serious condition and remained in the hospital's intensive care unit. Two others are now in fair condition. Fisher said the remaining two patients are in good condition and would likely be discharged by tonight. In other news, the Montgomery Advertiser is reporting that prosecutors with the Alabama Attorney General's office is investigating possible corruption linked to information provided during the federal trial in a government corruption case. A grand jury is meeting to determine whether charges are warranted. Former Country Crossing developer Ronnie Gilley and lobbyist Jared Massey previously said they had testified before a state grand jury. Gilley and Massey were each sentenced to several years in prison this week. A spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office had no comment on the matter. State troopers say the driver of a pickup truck suffered minor injuries in a two-vehicle crash this morning on Interstate 65 South. The wreck happened just before 8 a.m. near the Clay Street exit. The crash snarled morning rush hour traffic into Montgomery and blocked all but one lane of I-65 South. Troopers were able to reopen all lanes of the interstate by 9 a.m. The Montgomery City Council approved a resolution Tuesday evening that would change the name of the Rosa Parks Branch Library to honor the city's first black librarian, Bertha Pleasant Williams. But the park's name will still stay in place. Juanita Owes, director of the Montgomery City County Library System, said she was pleased with the council's vote.
I think it was a very meaningful way of recognizing the contributions of both ladies, but particularly that of Bertha Pleasant Williams, because she did so much great work in our community for so long, and she's only been away from us, been deceased for maybe 3 years. And so I wish we could have done it during her lifetime, but, you know, it's better late than never. So I'm very pleased with the compromise that was put forward.
The city council's vote was unanimous. State Representative Alvin Holmes had threatened to block all city and county legislation if Rosa Parks' name was removed. Officials say State Superintendent Tommy Bice has overturned a decision by Birmingham School Board to fire City School Superintendent Craig Witherspoon. Craig Pouncey, Deputy State Superintendent of Administrative and Financial Services, says Witherspoon has been reinstated as superintendent. The Birmingham News reported that the board last night was expected to consider a state financial plan that would cut more than $12 million from the district's budget. Instead, the board heard from audience members, then voted 5-3 to fire the superintendent. Well, more than 2 years after the catastrophic BP oil spill, environmental groups say billions of dollars BP is expected to spend on restoration should go toward buying tens of thousands of acres of coastal land for conservation. This afternoon, thunderstorms likely. Expect a 90% chance of rain, your highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a 40% chance of rain showers, decreasing in coverage after midnight, your lows in the mid-70s. Thursday looks to be a wet one. Expect a 70% chance of rain, thunderstorms likely, your highs around 90 degrees. Thursday night, a 40% chance of thunderstorms, your lows in the lower 70s. Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain, your highs in the lower 90s. Friday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, your lows in the lower 70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.